Hello.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Amy with Local Splash.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. We were talking about Google guarantee.
Guarantee.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm gonna pass just for the very moment. But
okay.
I'm like just waiting on a few things to come through, and then I'm down to do it. But yeah. Maybe in like a couple of weeks or something.
Okay, so the 250 application fee is just too much right now?
Well, it's also the $400. I mean, it ends up being $650, you know?
Yeah, I understand, absolutely. But the $400, that's not due until you want to turn the leads on. It doesn't have to be automatic if you don't want it to be. You know, like if you get approved sooner than the 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks and we call you and say, hey, you're ready to go and you're not ready to turn leads on, you just say that and then you pay the activation / lead budget when you are ready to turn them on. So there's no pressure to it.
So for Google guarantee, do I have to turn in all the information? Do you have all the information already that you need, or do I have to provide you a bunch of stuff as well?
You have to fill out the application. So the application is literally like 12 questions. It's going to be your basic information, business name, first and last name, address, email address, date of birth, social security number. You have to upload your C10 license, and you have to upload your certificate of insurance. That's it. It's literally like...
And you do the rest of that stuff?
Yep, we do all the rest of the stuff. And then at the only other step beyond that, which they do explain to you at client onboarding, because we do a quick call to verify the information. And then at some point, the like what I call the final leg, so to speak, of the background check is Pinkerton or Evident ID are the two companies that Google uses. And one of those companies, we don't have an idea of which one is going to pick up yours. It's like a random draw. Whichever one it is, on the last leg, they'll say, okay, we're going to trigger an SMS text message to the client requesting front and back of driver's license or social security. And it's just the final piece in the background check. So it's like a quick front and back of your driver's license picture or the social security card. Like it's, you know, super simple stuff you already have. It's not, you don't have to go find it or hunt it down or, you know, spend a lot of time doing it. And it's triggered via text message. So it's not like you even have to get on a phone call, but that's really it. Everything else is done on the phone. All the other stuff, submitting to Google, resubmitting to Google, any and all documents and information, uploading all photos, all that's done on our end.
Okay, and you have my card info and everything?
I do. The card that I have on file for you for your regular monthly billing is a Visa ending in 0164.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do the
application. And I'm going to put a note in here to make sure that we actually call you when we're ready for activation. We always call, text, and email, but just to make sure that you're totally ready to pull the trigger on it at that time, because you may need a little more time, depending on how quickly we get the application processed for you, okay?
Cool, yeah, that's great. So we'll go ahead. Yeah.
And I'll send you the application now, Zach, and then do you want the weekend with the application just to fill everything out so you don't feel rushed, or do you want to schedule your onboarding for later on today?
I'd need the weekend, actually, because I'm going to be pretty busy.
I figured as much. If you're in California, you might be seeing some of that ugly weather that we're seeing. So I know your job gets a little bit more difficult when there's bad weather, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending that over. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application. It will have a clickable link in there, and it'll be pretty easy to fill out. I'm going to send a text with my direct extension as well, Zach. That way, if you have any trouble with it, you can call me. I don't work the weekends, but I would be happy to jump on a call with you at any other time, okay?
All right, great. I don't blame you. I don't work the weekends either if I can avoid it.
Good. Good. We need our time. That's our family's time. We work hard, you know?
For sure.
Yeah, that's our family's time. We owe that time to our family. And, you know, I think it's really important with when you're trying to raise your kids the right way. I mean, obviously I work some weekends, but I work like at his football event where he's already there and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get to do those things with him, you know, and be a part of it. So, super grateful. I hope that you have a happy Friday and your invoice is in there. And I'll remind you, all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of year business taxes. Okay.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.